Life has a funny way of reminding us that, at its core, it's really all about the simple things: feeling happy, feeling loved, and embracing the journey of growth and change. As much as I'd like to find a one-size-fits-all manual to guide me through life's complexities, the truth is, there's no such thing. We each have to carve out our own path, navigate our own unique challenges, and find what works best for us as individuals. Change is the only constant in a sea of variables, the one truth we can always count on. Yet it's also the thing I once would often resist the most. Change is happening all around us, and how we react to it can make all the difference. It's about learning to ride the waves, not getting bogged down by the idea of a perfect path or destination. Because let's face it, life is never perfect, and the pursuit of perfection can lead us to miss out on the beauty of the now. When we understand what change is, we can begin to embrace it for what it truly is: an opportunity, not a threat. It's about understanding that when something in our lives stops working, the job that no longer fulfills us, the relationship that's lost its spark, the routine that's become monotonous, it's a sign to pivot, to try something new, to embrace the shift rather than fighting against it. It's a reminder that we're not meant to stay static, but to grow, evolve, and transform. Here are three steps to take that will make all the difference in how you approach change. Step one, acknowledge change. It all starts with recognizing that something shifted. Suddenly, what used to work no longer works. What used to bring joy or satisfaction no longer does. Sometimes, change seems to come like a thief through a major life trauma. I understand this is not easy. Sometimes, it seems that there are so many reasons to ask why. However, no matter what the scenario or how change happened, acknowledging change is the first step towards transformation. Step two, embrace the uncomfortable. Change is often uncomfortable, scary even. It means venturing into the unknown, leaving behind the familiar. It can be a rude awakening to the fact that in reality, we have very little control over many aspects of life. But it's in this discomfort that growth happens. The more we resist change, the more we invite stagnation into our lives. Letting go allows us to flow with life's currents. It guides us to unexpected joys and opportunities. It's where things happen, and it's part of the winding journey of life. It's never going to be a straight line. Step three, take action. Change doesn't happen by merely wishing for it. It requires action. It might mean picking up a new hobby, seeking out new connections, changing jobs, or simply adopting a new mindset. Change is a continuous process. It's about making adjustments, reflecting on what works and what doesn't, and being open to course correcting as needed. In essence, change happens. Change is the only constant in life, and it's also essential. It's what keeps life interesting, what propels us forward, and what helps us grow into the best version of ourselves. We're not meant to navigate change alone. In fact, change requires communication. It starts with our own internal dialogue. How are we dealing with it? How do we see ourselves? There is also support available through friends, family, books, or professional help. Just be open. It's up to us to reach out and embrace it. So, the next time you find yourself at a crossroad of change, remember, it's not just about choosing the right path, but about embracing the journey with all its twists and turns, one step at a time. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. This is Life, and this is Keith at Life in 180.
This is my time.